You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The final game that we're going to focus on is Northern Ireland against Norway. Northern Ireland 7-5, the draw 21-10, Norway 23-10, priced up, as we record, exactly the same as the Scotland game. But this is a 7-5 on Northern Ireland that probably looks a little bit kinder, Tom, against the Norwegian side, who are made up of predominantly Hull players, the likes of Adama Diomande, and they've just signed El Abdeloui as well, haven't they, the wing-back. It's not a vintage Norwegian side, and Northern Ireland do have a habit now of just grinding these results out, don't they?
My favourite bet of the weekend is Northern Ireland to win this game. I mean, I was thinking about Norway, and you remember kind of mid to late 90s, remember that 1998 Norway team that went to the World Cup? Do you remember some of the players? I mean, Norway used to have a really, really good team, and you went through the Premier League teams, and more often than not, most of them had a Norwegian player, you know, and a Norwegian player that was a key part of their team. You know, and now, you know, Norwegian, I mean, you're talking there about, I mean, I know Josh King is in a bit of a purple patch for Bournemouth, but generally you look down that squad and there is absolutely nothing there. They've picked up 3 points from their opening four games, right? But those 3 points came against San Marino, in which they conceded a goal. They scored four, but they conceded a goal. They've won three of their last 13 games, and they've all come at home, by the way. So away from home, they are shocking. No wins in seven matches away from home. And Northern Ireland, yeah, I mean, you say they continue to grind out results. They do. But the victory, I mean, you've got to put it in some kind of context. The victory against Azerbaijan was sensational. 4-0 against an Azerbaijan side who've done brilliantly so far in the last year or so, and they've done well in the group. They're a decent team, and the recent results kind of prove it. So Northern Ireland at home, I'd give them a sniff against anybody. And I always have done with Northern Ireland. You know, even going back to when David Healy was scoring hat-tricks against Spain and everything else, you know, I can't look past them here. And I think the price is ridiculous. I think they should be a lot shorter against the Norwegian side, who can't win away from home. They are nowhere near going to get anywhere near qualification, obviously. And Northern Ireland have a chance. So 7-5, I think, is a gift.
OK, fair enough. Derek, are you in agreement?
Yeah, it's the same price, isn't it? Northern Ireland to beat Norway is the same price as Scotland to beat Slovenia. Is that right? Yeah. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. Northern Ireland, I mean, you'd rather be on the Irish all day long. I mean, the only thing Norway has in its favour is that it's not Finland. I mean, it's hardly anything to boast about, although Norwegians usually do. I think that's a word to their national anthem. We are not Finland. I think Northern Ireland are certainties here. That result, what you say there, Tom, about that result game, Azerbaijan are their closest rivals in the group, by the way, and they battered them 4-0. You know, I look at the squad they have, and how do they win games? But they keep winning, they keep surprising you. It just shows you what togetherness, you know, does for an international side and a club side. Yeah, 7-5, it does look home and hose, that one.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.